Off the Ball Rugby.
I had him in my original, if you remember, Colin. I had him as my starting 10 for the tour.
Yeah, but you were also in a stadium and that's changed. So, like, what do you think now?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
To Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we will hear from Owen Farrell as he gets ready to captain the Lions against the First Nations and Pacifica 15. We will hear from the Wallabies back row, Rob Valentini, as he declares himself fit for Saturday's second test, and who have Wales selected to be their new head coach. Owen Farrell will captain the Lions for the first time in tomorrow's match against the First Nations and Pacifica 15 in Melbourne. It'll be the Outhalves' maiden start since being called up as a late replacement for Elliot Daly. Four Irish internationals will start tomorrow morning's clash. Jamie Osborne starts at 13, whilst Finlay Beelam, James Ryan and Josh van der Fleer all start in the forward pack. Gary Ringrose and Thomas Clarkson are on the bench. Meanwhile, this is Farrell's fourth Lions tour. He says that it's the tightest squad that he's been a part of.
To feel like you can slot in as much as I felt like I have is a testament to how good the team's been. And we've got a few more boys to help out tomorrow with that as well, so it should be good.
And Farrell added that it's a proud moment to captain the Lions, even if it is just the midweek side.
No, it's obviously a massive honour, yeah. Obviously, off the back of what the lads did at the weekend, a great performance. We're looking forward to getting out there and backing that up and hopefully pushing forward into the second test.
Lions assistant coach Simon Easterby paid tribute to Farrell's leadership skills. Only Alwyn Jones has made more appearances in the red of the Lions than Farrell in the professional era. It'll be the 33-year-old's 21st appearance in red.
You look at the team and the experience that he has in that, I think it's pretty clear and obvious why he's the skipper. What he's brought already to the group since he's arrived has been brilliant. Like, you know, younger guys are feeding off him, his wealth of experience, but also his knowledge and his ability to impass that on others has shone through over the last couple of weeks. And certainly no better man to lead this team tomorrow against the First Nations team.
Joe McCarthy and Mac Hansen both set out training in Melbourne on Monday, but the Lions are hopeful the Ireland duo will be available for Saturday. Hansen missed the first test against the Wallabies due to a foot injury, but could come into the selection frame for the Melbourne Cricket Ground this weekend. McCarthy has also been troubled by a painful foot issue, plantar fasciitis, and departed the 27-19 win on Saturday early in the second half. Easterby offered this injury update.
Yeah, so Joe is just recovering from that foot issue he had on the weekend, and that's just a kind of wait and see type of injury. And Mac just probably a little bit too soon in terms of playing tomorrow, but he's in good shape.
Tuesday's opponents will be captained by the veteran Wallaby Kirtley Beale. The 36-year-old played in all three tests 12 years ago against the Lions. The 95-cap utility back slipped when attempting to convert a match-winning penalty to win the first test. Beale has overcome a hamstring injury that ruled him out of facing the Lions for the Western Force in the opening tour game. The fly half is one of six Indigenous players, with the rest of the squad made up of men with Pacific Islands heritage. It's the first game of its kind, a celebration of First Nations, Samoan, Tongan, Fijian and Cook Island culture. Tonga-born prop Taniela Tupou and Fiji-born wing Filippo Daungunu have been released from the Australia camp to play for the team coached by Australian 1999 World Cup winner Tuatai Kefu. Easterby says it is an exciting team to play against.
I think you look at the team sheet and they've got some incredible individuals. You know, they'll want to try and make a mark, and some of them have played against the Lions on this trip already. Some of them won't have played against the Lions, and I think that probably is something that those players will feel is something they want to lay down a bit of a marker and sort of bring their own sort of skill set and individuality to their game. It's certainly an impressive outfit when you look at it on paper. I guess our challenge is as it always is to be as connected as we can be in terms of the way we play, in terms of the guys who aren't involved, the training we did today to prepare the team that plays tomorrow has been excellent. Everyone's chipping in and everyone's been part of that. So, yeah, it's an exciting team, but certainly an exciting challenge and opportunity for our lads to go out and stake a claim for the next couple of weeks.
and Easterby still believes that players involved on Tuesday can make an impact on the Test team.
Of course, yeah. I think you get to this stage in any tour, but there is still loads to be played out. There's an opportunity for guys to play in a Lions jersey tomorrow, and there's opportunities for that, potentially those performances to get a return on you know, being involved next Saturday and the week after. So there's still so much to play for us as a team, but for guys individually as well.
Experienced Australia back row forward Rob Valentini has declared himself fit and ready for selection as the Wallabies look to pair up their pack for Saturday's do-or-die second test against the Lions in Melbourne. Valentini missed out on the series opener as he recovered from a calf problem, with the Australia forwards outgunned in the loose as the Lions won 27-19 in Brisbane. Valentini says that he's ready to go.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, had a good week last week with training and came through all right, so yeah, I'll be available for selection. You know, I would have been a shoo-in for the first test, but sort of a smart idea just to have a week off and get through some more training. A bit of more loading through the calf, and did a session Saturday morning with three other boys, and yeah, did a pretty tough session there, so feels good to go.
On Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, Matt Williams joined Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig to talk all things Lions. He criticised the Lions' conduct in Australia so far with regards engaging with everyday Aussies.
Lions are dominating in rugby. They're playing really positive, open rugby, like the way they played in the first half. It was not a stodgy game plan like we saw in Africa 4 years ago. It was a wonderful game plan. That was really attractive footy. You came away and you said, "But you know, that was a really entertaining game." That side of it, they're doing right. It's the off-field stuff that they're just, they could do right. And I think so much of it is because, I won't mention his name, it was a private conversation, an ex-Irish line, and I had a long talk the other day about how it seems to be just, everything from this line seems to be driven for content on their own social media platforms. And the content's quite, you know, well, it's not my cup of tea, let me put it that way. But rather than saying, what can we give to the Australian community? We don't have to give them much. Just give us a little bit. But rather than do that, we'll give a lot to our content so we can drive it back in the four countries at home. And I just think there needs to be a balance, and I think it's way, way out of balance right now. Like, which schools, you know, where have they gone to talk to these kids? What clinics do they run? Have they done anything? I know Lee Halfpenny. I got a young nephew up in Queensland, and Lee Halfpenny was at his school doing some coaching. He's only a little 8-year-old kid, you know, and that's fantastic. Now, Lee's obviously an ex-line. Why couldn't the Lions, the guys who aren't playing, just go somewhere for an hour and bring the cameras? Anyone go, geez, that's fantastic, put him back into the community. Because here the game is so close to dying. But this is where the Lions are so good. The financial injection has been phenomenal. Mm. It saved us. But there's so many other things. And it's not if we're reduced, if our game is reduced to just the scores of a Lions tour, especially a Lions tour, because they're so unique. They're unique to our game. Four countries coming together. It's touching back to the old days. The Saturday Wednesday thing is the old days. It's the amateur days where there was an ethos about it. And I think I know Andy Farrell's a great person. I don't think there's anything malicious in this. But I think it's something they've neglected, is the ethos of giving. There's other things to a Lions tour besides booting the crap out of the locals. You know, there is another thing. And I think in their evaluation, they'll look back and say they got that wrong.
To hear more conversations like that, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. And to not miss a single second of our coverage, why not sign up and become a member at offtheball.com/join. Steve Tandy has been appointed as the new head coach of Wales. He'll officially take over as Warren Gatland's replacement on the 1st of September. The 45-year-old spent nearly 6 years as Scotland's defence coach. Wales finally ended their 18-match losing run earlier this month with a 31-22 victory over Japan. England's players were racially abused during their second test victory over Argentina in San Juan on the 12th of July. Team officials lodged a complaint to governing body World Rugby over the incident that occurred when the visitors' replacements were warming up in the first half. England's seven replacements for the match were Curtis Langdon, Bevan Rodd, Asher Opoku for Dure, Chandler Cunningham South, Guy Pepper, Alex Dombrandt, Jack Van Poorvliet and Caden Murley. Zimbabwe have qualified for the Rugby World Cup for the first time since 1991 after beating Namibia 30-28 in the Rugby Africa Cup final in Kampala. It means that they will be among 24 teams at the 2027 World Cup in Australia. They'll be making their third appearance at the tournament, having also been invited to represent Africa in the inaugural World Cup in 1987. The Sables went into Saturday's final as Rugby Africa Cup holders, having defeated Namibia in last year's semi-finals. The result brings to an end an era of dominance for Namibia, who had reached the past seven Rugby World Cups, with Ivory Coast the only other African nation to come through the continent's qualifiers in 1995. While Zimbabwe have now confirmed their place alongside holders South Africa, Namibia still do have a chance of reaching the newly expanded World Cup. They face the United Arab Emirates runners-up at the Asia Rugby Men's Championship next Saturday in the playoff for the right to take part in the four-team final qualification tournament, which will be held in Dubai in November. And that is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and I'll be back with more later in the week. Thanks for listening.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.